It is a Tuesday. That means it's Dial-A-Doc here today from FHN. And joining us here today from Cardiac Services from FHN, Diane Bardell. Hey, Diane. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me here today. It's February, National Heart Month. And when we talk about the cardiovascular system, it actually includes more than just our hearts. Tell us about that.
That's correct. The cardiovascular system consists of the heart and blood vessels that delivered oxygen nutrients to our tissues.
And so when you're talking about that and discussing heart health, what do you oftentimes talk about?
Well, when we talk about coronary artery disease, it's a common term used for the buildup of plaque that in the heart's arteries that could lead to a heart attack. And that's, you know, what we're concerned is preventing heart attacks.
All right. And so when you talk about coronary artery disease, what are typically its symptoms?
Symptoms can vary anything from an uncomfortable pressure, squeezing, fullness, or pain in the center of your chest that lasts a few minutes or goes away and comes back. It can be pain in both arms, the back, neck, jaw, or stomach. Many times heart and stomach disease or symptoms can mimic each other. So sometimes it's kind of hard to tell whether it's the heart or the stomach, but that's why you need to go, you know, seek and get help. Also, shortness of breath can be a sign of heart disease.
And we're talking to Diane Bardell here today from Cardiac Services at FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. So you talk about coronary artery disease, but now in the symptoms here, is that the same as a heart attack? Or if not, what is a heart attack?
So when you talk about a heart attack, these symptoms can be a heart attack. Most likely, if you're having a heart attack, the symptoms won't go away. They'll just continue, and that's when you know you really need to seek treatment. If you're having these symptoms, you need to follow up with your primary caregiver, but if these symptoms don't go away, that's when it's an emergency and you need to call 911.
What are the most important things that you tell people to do immediately if you think someone, either they are or you know someone who you're there with, who is potentially having a heart attack?
Time is of the essence, so the biggest thing you can do is call 911.
And are most heart attacks fatal?
Well, heart disease is the number one killer of men and women, and early treatment can save lives and prevent a heart attack. So even though it is the number one killer, if you get early treatment, you can prevent that fatal heart attack.
What about the symptoms of heart problems? Are they different for men and women?
Yes, well, a lot of the symptoms are similar. Women are more likely to experience some of the other symptoms like shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, back and jaw pain. They sometimes have more vague symptoms, and they're not those clear, squeezing chest pain that men get.
So a little bit different in terms of men and women. Now, we're talking to Diane Bardell. She's with Cardiac Services at FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. Tell us, Diane, when you talk to folks and your patients there, how can someone help reduce their chances of developing coronary artery disease or heart problems just in general?
So the biggest thing you can do is get out and be more active. Exercise and start an exercise program, which doesn't mean that they have to become a marathon runner, but just getting out and walking and being more active. Stop smoking if you smoke. That's one of the biggest things in my 20 years of being a cardiac nurse is smoking is huge. Stop smoking. Take your prescribed medications. If you have high blood pressure, make sure you take your medicine. Follow up with your doctor and have your annual checkups. And eat a heart-healthy diet. They're all things that can help prevent heart disease. And if you're overweight, you know, work on losing the weight. That can all help prevent heart disease.
Of course, you do have you work at the Judy and Virgil Bacher Cardiovascular Center at FHN Memorial Hospital. What types of treatments and procedures do folks undergo there at the center?
Well, we do any type of testing for the heart, such as angiograms, place pacemakers. We do stents to the heart, angioplasty. We look for blockages in the peripheral vascular system as far as in the legs. We do peripheral angiograms. We also do procedures for patients that have kidney problems.
What kind of preventative tests and procedures does FHN offer?
We do stress tests. We do ultrasounds of the heart, and we are offering FHN special for the month where we'll do, for $119, we can do a calcium scoring of the heart, which looks at the calcium buildup outside the arteries of the heart, and we also do a standard walking treadmill stress test.
And so you're going to offer those, either one of the two or both, $119 each, heart tests. For American Heart Month, what you're asking is a call between Thursday, February 1st, so we're after that, and Friday, March 2nd here now for the month of February, all through Friday, March 2nd, to schedule the tests. And you can call everybody at the Heart Center there at 877-6000-FHN. That's an easy way to remember, 877-600-0346. That is the phone number there. I guess that's what they can do is do that. In terms of just general information, Diane, that when you talk to folks, oftentimes, and they just ask you general questions, it's important to, of course, to eat healthy and exercise. That's really one of the two major items that you often talk about, right?
That's correct. And, exercise is a prescription, too, for the heart. It's, something that you can do to prevent heart disease.
All right. Okay. And also, I know this from internally here. We just had Brian Gray internally, who had a heart issue. Actually, now he's exercising, and actually not just prevent now that he had the issue, he had open heart surgery, but is actually now exercising and is making his heart now stronger. It's a muscle that actually can actually be apparently rehabilitated. Is that right?
That's correct. Once you have heart disease, you always have heart disease, but you can prevent from having any further events, and you can prevent from having heart failure in, later years, so that you take care of that heart and keep it strong so that you don't have any more events.
All right, FHN offering the two $119 heart tests during American Heart Month. Remember again, you can. How can folks arrange to have any elective cardio procedures or these tests that we're talking about here at FHN, Diane?
They can call that number, or they can go to www.fhn.org, and there's more information there, or they can talk to their primary caregiver.
All right, Diane, great to talk to you, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Diane Bardell at Cardiac Services here today at FHN. And again, the reminder that you can also call for the appointment today at 877-6000-FHN. 877-6000-FHN. That's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today on The Morning Mess.